Welcome back to Between the Lines. We hope you enjoyed that break, because we're diving back into the depths of Scripture with more enlightening discussions. Join us now as we continue our journey.
Your time is coming. You got to repent. You cannot have any hatred in your heart. Cannot have any unforgiveness in your heart. I don't care what they did to them. You know, it astounds me sometimes. There'll be a killing, a murder. And within days, sometimes, the children or a child of the murdered or a parent of the murdered will make a statement, I forgive the person who did this to my child. Because they have the love of God in them. Is that giving that killer a pass? No, God. I will demand judgment one day, God says. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. But if you carry that unforgiveness in your heart, you're destroying yourself. The spirit man cannot deal with these things. The spirit inside you comes from God. It does not coexist with evil. If you place evil inside your body, and we've talked about this, the seed of the serpent lives in the mind. It's up to the spirit man to take control and guide this flesh in the right path. But if you let the unforgiveness and the darkness into the mind, the spirit man cannot take full control. Not even enough control to guide you in the right direction. Until that forgiveness is made, till that darkness is gone, then the spirit man can exist within the light. Then shall they cry unto the Lord, but he will not hear them. He will even hide his face from them at that time, as they have behaved themselves ill in their doings. End times judgment. Said the rich and powerful of the world will hide themselves in the rocks from the face of him. But it will do no good. He will seek you out. Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry, peace, and he that putteth not into their mouths, they even prepare war against him. Interesting there. It's going to be a lot of end days prophets, but they're not going to be from God. I mean, when the man makes his appearance, Antichrist, he's going to have minions all over this place. And they're going to cry peace. That is a great marker within this book. The great peace that's established in the Middle East. A 7-year peace treaty. Absolute peace. I will guarantee it as the New World Order leader. There will be, we're going to establish a 7-year peace treaty. And in the midst of it, he'll break it. It's going to be a lot of prophets running around, lying prophets.
Because a new religion is going to come.
Yes. And it's going to be all inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
everyone.
I'm a Muslim, but I can believe in that. Well, I'm a Christian. I can believe in that too. You know, Jesus and Muhammad, they were brothers.
Yeah.
Well, now we got the whole story. Yeah.
It's not harping on anything, but coming in LGBTQ.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. The pedos, everybody, you're all welcome. Come on.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. No more standards.
Right.
Whatever you do in your own mind.
If morality is relative.
Yeah. God says, come in. Blasphemy.
Amen.
Verse 6, therefore night shall be unto you that ye shall not have a vision, shall be dark unto you and ye shall not divine, and the sun shall go down over the prophets and the day shall be dark over them. This is what was said in the last book. God's word will disappear from this world in written form, in spoken form. In days, that will be a bad time. I wish I could remember what my grandfather used to say about that God. You know, what was his name?
Yeah.
Jehoshaphat? No. Jehovah, yeah, that was his name. And he had a son. Oh, man, where's the books? There were Bibles all over my grandfather's house. They're all gone. That New World guy, he had them all burned. He didn't even find anything on the internet. You search for Bible, all this weird stuff comes up.
Mm-hmm. The new Bible.
Yes. The new improved Bible, version 27. Yes.
Yeah.
In the beginning, there was a universe. A big explosion, and amino acids came together, and soon there walked a chimpanzee on the earth. Yes.
I'll say it made a monkey.
Yes. And he made it with his male chimpanzee named Brian. I'm serious, folks.
Serious. Yeah.
When the Word of God disappears, this is the garbage that's going to be filling your children's heads.
Make up whatever they want to make
up. It's already taking place. Then shall the seers be ashamed and the diviners confounded. Yea, they shall all cover their lips. There is no answer of God. What a horrible time. And the Bible speaks specifically of a time during the tribulation period when the restrainer is taken away. The Holy Spirit is taken from this earth. Right about the time of your rapture, Christian, that won't happen in the beginning of the tribulation. You will go through hell. You'll go through lots of persecution. The Bible's very clear on that. A little after the midway point, then God will take you out before the wrath is poured out on this earth. But he says, when the restrainer is removed, the Holy Spirit is taken, whatever a man thinks, he will do. That terrifies me. I have had thoughts that if the Holy Spirit and my spirit man had not interceded, can you imagine some of the thoughts that have gone through your mind, Jonathan?
Yeah.
And you had no will to stop yourself from doing it.
Right. That's it. Yeah.
And you want to watch your zombie movies? Shortly after that, death will flee away. You will not die. You fall off of a large building and be totally crushed and lay there in the agony until Christ comes back.
Feeling everything.
Oh, well, if you're crushed, the blood is not pumping. That's not what makes life. The spirit inside you makes life. You think Christ's body came back after 3 days. Jonah's body came back after 3 days. The animating principle inside this body is not the heart and the blood. It's the spirit that God breathes into you. And at that time, if death no longer takes you, it's what the Bible says, death will flee from you no matter what physical destruction happens to your flesh. Can you imagine? Being cut in half, laying in a road,
yeah.
And being alive. Hollywood's already preparing us for this.
Oh, yeah.
What is that one movie, the zombie movie? It became a series.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you see them, and they're dragging themselves along. All it is a torso.
Right.
That is coming. Yeah. The Bible says so.
Yeah.
Pray you're not here. The only way to pray you're not here is pray the prayer of salvation. Because, yes, your rapture will take place right before that. But it will not take place when you want it to take place. And because of that, the Bible says there'll be a great falling away of the faith. Because Pastor Bob said, we're out of here. We're not out of here. We're hiding in a basement. They're searching for all the Christians in our neighborhood now. Well, this is not supposed to happen. Maybe everything Pastor Bob said is wrong.
Just that little seed of doubt.
That's yes.
Like how Satan did to Eve.
Yes.
Is that really what God said?
Not supposed to happen. They took my wife yesterday.
Right.
You know, this is America.
Right.
Verse 8, but truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord and judgment and of might to declare unto Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. Hear this, I pray you, ye heads of the house of Jacob and princes of the house of Israel that abhor judgment and pervert all equity. You perverse leaders. It all starts with the leader of your nation. The last administration, Joe Biden, welcomed in all the debauchery of this modern society. Invited transgenders and homosexuals to our White House.
He he made Easter Day the trans people's day.
Yes, that is absolute darkness.
Right.
That man is absolute darkness. And to bring that in, he's saying right here, you and your palaces and all, it all started with you. Back in Judges, it ends. The book of Judges ends with, there was no king in the land in those days. And every man did what was right in his own eyes. You can replace that word king with there was no moral guidance, which should come from the king. If your leaders are providing no moral guidance, the nation will founder. That's what the last administration done. They not only provided no moral guidance, they provided debauchery in the other direction. Let's see if we can take this nation into a very dark place.
Mobile abortion clinics.
Yes. All in the name of inclusion.
Yeah.
Oh, we have 0.5% of our population that is a little messed up in the head. Can't decide if they're male or female. Can't decide if they're a man, should they sleep with a woman, or a woman, should they sleep with a man. Let's make that normal.
For everyone. Apply it to
and them. If you don't look at them and say they're normal,
right,
you're bad.
Right. It's a hate crime.
Yes. It was headed that way.
Yeah.
Thank God. This special shepherd, this Bible says, I'm quite certain that it is Donald Trump. Bible says this nation, it calls it out. It's between the lines. You can see it. This nation will have a special shepherd in the end days to guide us in the right direction long enough to take care of the nation of Israel during an end times battle. I know we're in the end days now. That time you have hanging on the cross, listening to Christ and watching him die, you don't have much time left. You got to make that decision.
Now is the time to fill the lamp with oil.
Yes.
Before the point comes where you can't do it anymore.
Don't wait. You think there's going to be some great sign. Oh, I can repent at that moment right there. I can have my debauchery right up to that point. And I'll repent there. Right there. Thursday, 2 years from now, 5 o'clock. No, it doesn't work like that. And if you're planning that, that repentance wouldn't work anyway. It would all be words, just like a lot of us have said in church that mean nothing. If it isn't the heart, if it doesn't come from the heart, every time you put a $20 bill in the offering plate, if you're thinking, man, I'd rather have a new fish lure instead of putting that $20 in there.
Could have went to the sizzler.
Yeah, you might as well not put it in there because it didn't do you any good.
Yep.
God wants to bless you when you have a giving heart. He'll accept you when your heart really accepts him as your creator. If it's all words, it means nothing. You can be on the register of 27 different churches. It means nothing if your heart did not accept him. And that's the only way he'll accept you. Verse 12, therefore shall Zion for your sake be plowed as a field. Jerusalem shall become heaps in the mountains of the house as the high places of the forest. Destruction is coming. Chapter 4. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow into it. Now this is right after Christ returns. And then there'll be a slight reflection period there for those who have just witnessed the end days. The end days and the return of Christ. And they're trying to figure it out because, remember, the Holy Spirit is not here. At that point, if you're still here by your own choice, not accepting God, if you're still here, you have to figure it out on your own. Who is, man, this great battle, this Antichrist world leader battling this God that came down? Now I'm confused. This Antichrist is wiped out. Who is this God? No one ever told me anything about him. It'd be very hard to come to the understanding of who God is there by yourself. You have help now. The Holy Spirit. All you have to do is ponder God. He will send you help. Like I said, there's coming a time that help will no longer be available. You'll be as the children of Israel were, trying to keep themselves holy with their hands under the law, because the Holy Spirit was not an indwelling, stationary factor on earth at that time. Christ says, I have to go, but I will send you a comforter, a strengthener. And many nations shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways. Yes, the beginning of the millennial period, Christ will rule this earth just as it left off, technology and everything, right after the final battle, right after the reflection period. He will come and establish his kingdom here, and mankind will thrive for 1,000 years. And, you know, years ago in church, thinking, oh, we'll be plowing fields with oxen and all this. No! This world will take off right where it was. All of the technology. In fact, it says for 7 years, they'll clean up the weapons of war. It also says they'll clean up the radiation. Yes, that's in this Bible. Between the lines. It says in these places, if you're walking through, and you see a military implement or a bone, you're to place a sign there. Do not touch it. Call an expert cleaner. It's right out of the NBC handbook from the Army. I remember in my days reading the NBC handbook. How to deal with radiation contamination. Everything that's applicable to life is in this book. And you didn't see it the first time you read it, did you? Or the 40th time you read it, but if you read it 40 times through, you would have gotten a whole lot by then. I've read this book over 100 times through in different passages, hundreds and hundreds of times, and I barely scratched the surface. Never put it down. He shall judge among many people and rebuke strong nations afar off. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Now picture this. A world devastated by World War III. Christ comes and sets up his kingdom. And what's it say here? He begins to judge among the people. Those who remain. Yes, there's going to be a whole lot of people live through that. Right into the reign of Christ. Going to judge them for their actions. In the flesh, this is not the judgment of the Spirit. This is the carnal king here. The king of kings in a carnal form on this earth, judging those who have made it through, the nations that have made it through. And rebuke strong nations afar off. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Under the righteous king, Jesus Christ, for 1,000 years. They shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree. None shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts hath spoken it. Absolute law of the land, a righteous king. You know, we see glimpses of that in the books of Kings, under a righteous king. Things were so good. Under Solomon, before he got into his excesses, even your servants are happy, the Queen of Sheba said. This is amazing. I've never seen anything like this. Can you imagine? Solomon was a man. This is Jesus Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Absolute righteousness. The land will be flowing with milk and honey. There'll be no hardship. The temperature will be perfect all the time. You know, I lived in Hawaii for a while. It's like 82, 83 degrees there year-round. There are no mosquitoes. The ocean gets just a little cool in the winter. You can still swim, but it's absolute paradise. Rains 7 or 8 times a day just for about 4 minutes. You know? It will be paradise, and the king will make sure of it. For all people will walk everyone in the name of his God. We will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. In that day, saith the Lord, will I assemble her that halteth, and I will gather her that is driven out, and her that have been afflicted. There's a lot of things that happen during the millennial period. Everyone must make a choice between good and evil in this world. There are a lot of children that never had the chance to make a choice. They died before the age of understanding. And that's a different age for everyone. You know, there are folks that have mental retardation that never reached that age. All of those souls will be born during the millennial time. All those aborted souls will be born during the millennial time. And they will grow up under this righteous king. And then right at the end of the 1,000 years, Satan will be released for a short time. And you're thinking, why would they do that? You know, this is the greatest time of mankind under Jesus Christ's kingdom. But those souls have to make a choice. It wouldn't be fair to the rest of us if they got a free pass. God says, I'm going to prove everyone in this testing ground called life. You have 50, 60, 70, 80 years here. Some of you 13, some of you 20. No one knows how much time you have here. Book of Job says, is not my day to die written down the day I was born? You don't know when it is. Mine might be 4 minutes from now. But you're here in this temporary life to make a choice. A choice whether you deserve eternal life in paradise or eternal life in hell. And it's all because he made you. You belong to him. How dare you turn your back on your creator? It's like a scientist creating a little robot. And he's got his controller there. And he drives it around. It picks up stuff with it. And one day, it just stops responding to his controller. It's doing its own thing. Now it's over there shredding one of his loafers. You know, how dare this thing? I designed it. I created the circuitry. Mm-hmm. I even have this spiritual control, this remote control. And it's ignoring it. Give me the hammer.
Matter of fact, the robot's over there saying that it made me.
Yes. What do you mean? You will not obey me anymore. And thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee shall it come, even the first dominion. The kingdom shall come to the daughter of Zion, of Jerusalem. The Jews always wanted Christ to set up a kingdom. They thought, when the Messiah comes, oh, we will be rulers of the world. Even the Roman Empire won't be above us anymore. They didn't understand their own book. The book says he'll come as a child and he will be killed as a sacrifice. But they're reading all this stuff in Micah about 2,500 years later. Oh, the Messiah is obviously going to do that. Well, what, that part about him dying, just don't read that part.
Yeah. Stay away from that one chapter.
Yeah, well, yeah. What chapter is that, Jonathan?
Isaiah 53.
Yeah. What's Isaiah 53 say?
Yeah, it's about the suffering servant.
Yes.
The Messiah.
Yeah, that has to, Isaiah, I don't know what he was thinking that day. Just don't read that chapter and just go right into this millennial period. That's what Messiah is coming to do for us right now in year 33.
Isaiah got a hold of some bad wine.
Yes. Yeah. They just couldn't fathom the forgiveness, because they didn't want to turn loose of the law. The law made their religious leaders wealthy. We've seen that all the way back to Phineas, like third generation Levite. It happened that quick. He learned that he could make money from behind the pulpit, televangelist. Learned that being the priest elevated you above all the common people. These fancy robes got fancier and fancier over the years. But the money, the debauchery. Phineas even set up a brothel next to God's tabernacle.
You could just see him having a couple of jumbo jets.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Now why dost thou cry out aloud? Is there no king in thee? Is thy counselor perished? Her pangs have taken thee as a woman in travail. Is there no spirit in you to take control? That's what the word king there is. Is there no king in you? This flesh is not a king. God calls it an abomination. I place the spirit in the heart of man to take control of the mind that is contrary to the will of God. Is there no king inside you? They will take control. Be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, make a woman in travail, like a woman in travail. For now shalt thou go forth out of the city, and thou shalt dwell in the field. Thou shalt go even to Babylon. There shalt thou be delivered. There the Lord will redeem thee from the land of thine enemies. Now also many nations are gathered against thee that say, let her be defiled, and let our eye look upon Zion. Now he's gone from the millennial period right back to the time of Hezekiah, and they're getting ready to be carried back into Babylon into captivity because they no longer know God.
We'll be back with more spiritual insights on Between the Lines after a brief message from our sponsors. Stay tuned.